This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lila Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Doiv, also L'Schus Refuah Shalema for Kol Chayli Am Yisrael, also L'Schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesunim, B'Tzara V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. We're talking about Shavuos Eidus, when two witnesses claim that they cannot say testimony, they don't have testimony to say, and then therefore they swear to that, and they're mechuyiv to bring a carbon for swearing falsely. Shavuos Eidus Ketzad. How does it work out that somebody makes these two witnesses be mechuyiv to bring a carbon for swearing falsely? Amar l'shnayim, if he says to two people, Bayavi Duni, come and say testimony for me, for whatever it is that you have testimony. Someone owes me money, whatever. Shavuos Eidus Yoidim L'cha Eidus. They say, we swear that we don't know Eidus, right? Aisha Amrulai, or they said Einon Yoidim L'cha Eidus, that they don't know Eidus for him. Mashpiani Alechem, and then he says to them, I make you swear. But Amru Amen, and they said Amen to that. Hare Eilu Chayavim. Those are scenarios where a person with those two people are chayev because of the false shvuah that they made. Hishbi'a alehen chamisha pamim chutz lebesdin. So now, what if he said to them five times, I make you swear, and they said amen each time, or they said five times that they don't know and they swear to it each time, but when they actually came to Bezdin, they changed their mind and they said the testimony. The problem here is really that for someone who's not going to say testimony, but if they actually did say testimony, then that sort of made the whole point moot and then they're not chayev a carbon. Hishbi alehen chamisha pamim chutz lebezdin. He made them swear five times outside of Bezdin. Ubo lebezdin vahidu. But when they got to Bezdin, they admitted. Pturim, then they're pater. It made it moot point. The point is about that they shouldn't be causing someone to lose money it shouldn't be causing someone to lose money and here they didn't make him lose money because they actually did say the Eidus. Kafru, but if they would have at that point denied that they knew and therefore they would have not said Eidus, Chayev and Alkalachas Vachas. There would be Chayev on each time that he made them swear. So it comes out that the point behind making the Shavua is that they're, or that being Mechuyev for the Shavua, is that they're Mechuyev because they're not making somebody, they're making it that this person can't collect his payment that he was supposed to collect, or whatever. They're making him lose money by not having it that they're saying that testimony, that Eidus. So what happens if there is a way that it makes an effect of a change in Bezdin? For example, if he says once to them in front of Bezdin, I'm making you swear that you don't know Eidus, and they swear. That once they've sworn in front of Bezdin, they can't change their mind. Kivin shehigid, shuvein echezer magid. So we just saw before that he could make them have to give five times a carbon, be mechuyev five times, if he does it away outside of Bezdin. But if he does it in front of Bezdin, the first time already affected it. So if he does it five times in front of Bezdin, those other four times didn't affect anything anymore because they couldn't have said Eidus anymore. Hishbi'a aleihem chamisha pamim. If he made them swear five times b'fnei Bezdin, in front of Bezdin, the kafru, and they denied all five times. And chayav and elachas, the only chayav once, because kivin shehegin shuvin and chayzer magad, they're not going to be able to say this testimony anymore once they've sworn. Rav Shimon says, matam, what's the reason? Hoyel ve'enim yichoyelim lachzer u'lohoydos. Since they're not able to go back, and Rav Shimon is not arguing, he's just giving the reason for it. Since they can't go back and admit anymore, and they can't go back and say the testimony anymore, therefore they're only chayev for that first shavua. Yasher koyach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.